Hey everybody, this is Caddy. We are in the November Cafe, the second to last cafe of the year. And we have none other than my fa well, are you my favorite drummer? You're my favorite adult
Come
drummer.
on, come on, has to be.
You are. You're my favorite
Hello.
adult drummer. Roger is in the cafe. I don't know that we've ever
Did
had you
I
in November.
overtake Larry Mullen?
Oh my God, yes, you did. A long
Okay,
time
I know
ago.
that. I know you were
No,
a big fan of him,
I
and I'm
was.
glad to hear
No.
that he's back again, isn't he? He's
He's
back.
back and he's
He's
better,
back
and
playing,
that
which is
makes
good.
me happy. No, I was comparing you to Tanner, not anybody else. You're definitely my
Oh,
favorite
okay.
drummer. That's why I
Ah,
said
there
my
we go.
favorite adult drummer and my favorite
Okay.
kid drummer is Tanner, followed by Julian. So there we go. I
Yeah.
have my three favorite drummers. So,
Cool.
well, first of all, welcome to the cafe. We almost never have you in this late, and I almost feel bad because you'll be back in December, but that's a good one. That's like the
Yeah,
best
that's not long. That's going to come up quickly.
coming up any
It's coming up
minute.
quickly, as you and I have been sharing. People have already got their Christmas decorations up, which
I know.
I think is too early for me. Come on, you've got to wait till December. You cannot be putting Christmas decorations up in November, especially early November.
I
Do you agree
agree.
with that?
I
I mean, I do
totally
like Christmas
agree.
decorations, but I think they have to be at the right time, and I think early November is too early.
We don't, what do we usually do? So first of all, in America, the day after Halloween, everything's Christmas. Everything in the shops are Christmas. But leading up to that, I have a lot of Halloween decorations on my lawn. That's my big decorating holiday. And then for Thanksgiving, I have a big blow-up turkey on my lawn because Hayden loves to decorate, my daughter. And then for Christmas, we do a mix of Christmas and Hanukkah. So I have blue and white lights, and I have a Snoopy doghouse
And
inflatable.
when does that start?
We do it right after Thanksgiving. So pretty close to December 1st, like December 28th, November 28th, 29th.
I think that's good. I think that's a good time.
Yeah, we start getting that ready. Hayden's big into holiday decoration. So I have to, I got to.
Gisella is really into decorating. She
Yeah.
loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Me too. What color Christmas tree do you have, green or white? I know white is big in your country.
Green.
You have green. Do you get
Yeah,
a
you have
fresh
to have
tree?
green.
You go,
We do
you
actually,
go,
yes. You know,
and
yeah. I love the smell of the real tree, I have to say.
yeah. And do you go to like a farm and pick one out and cut it
We
and have
do,
some?
we do. Yeah. They're not farms, but they're places that sell lots of real Christmas trees,
Do you have to
which
cut
you'll
it
find all
down?
over London.
Do you have to cut it or you don't have to cut it?
No, they cut it for you. It's
They cut
already
it.
cut, and they
All right.
pop it in a net for you, and you bring it back and bud it up.
And then it's like, it feels like the
Yeah,
holiday,
I
right?
agree. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at the right
I
time.
love that. I grew up, my mom had like a tiny little Christmas tree, and my whole life I wanted a Christmas tree, but we do a small one. I had, we
Yeah, I've got to say,
did one.
I didn't grow up with real trees. It was the same tree that came out every year, came out of the cupboard, and it must have been 20 years old. And my mum and dad would decorate it, but it was still exciting. It was still
Was.
so exciting as a kid.
Yeah, you'd see that thing come out and you'd be like,
And
whoa,
we used to put
how?
the tinsel. Do you use that stuff when you were kids? Tinsel,
I
kind
mean,
of
my mom
glittery,
liked
kind of like
tinsel.
glittery.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I
That's my
remember. But then
father.
when you have a pet, like I have my dogs, I never use tinsel in my home because I think my dogs would eat it or try and pull it. Like they'd see a little bit off. I'll send you a picture of my tree. It's not big. It's up in the attic, so it's
I'll look
not
forward to
real.
it.
But do you hang Duran Duran baubles off your tree?
We do actually, yeah, we've got some
Yeah.
very nice ones.
You should. You should. I
Yeah.
think I have some. Some of them have broken, but I definitely have some. So Moving away from Christmas and rewinding back to Halloween, I gotta ask you about that Halloween show in Manchester. It's the first thing on my list to I have a whole list to ask you. So, like, my first question is the outfits. Were you more comfortable this year? I like the outfits better this year. I felt
Yeah, I think they were
that.
great, actually.
Yeah, were you like you were like psychiatric ward patients or crazy escaped con like what was the theme?
Yeah, well, I think I can't speak for everybody else, but mine was definitely somebody that had escaped from a psych ward.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw my shirt. It said, "I'm fine" on the front. You probably didn't
Oh,
see
I
that, but
didn't
it
see that.
said, "I'm
Yeah.
fine." But obviously, I look like somebody that's come out of a psych ward. And if anybody was really a good observation, they'd have seen that I had a drip on stage just
I
behind me.
noticed.
Have you
Yeah.
noticed
Yeah,
that?
I did see
And it's
that.
quite funny because John came up to me at the beginning of the show and I completely forgot that I'd asked to have the drip on stage. So I'm sitting
Yeah.
there waiting for the first song to start. And John comes up and he's laughing and pointing. And I have no idea what is he laughing about? What is he pointing at? What's he laughing? What have I done? Then I realized afterwards that he'd just seen the drip on stage.
The drip. You know
Yeah, but I thought they were great, though. I've got to say, B did an amazing job on the costumes, and everybody was really freaking out about the costumes. I thought they were really great and much more original, I think, than last year.
Yeah, there was something I mean, last year were more like uniforms and I like that too, and you look like a band of crazy pirates, but I don't
You
know. For
couldn't
some,
quite escape the Adam and the Ants.
that's what I was just gonna say. There was a
As
lot
soon
of
as I saw it, I thought, it's a bit, I love it, but it's a little bit Adam and the Ants.
there were a lot of comments on it being
Yeah,
Adam
yeah,
and the
yeah,
Ants, but I just
So we
liked it.
definitely, we owned it this year. I think we owned our own look, which was good, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was terrific. I'll have to send to you. I think Kev posted a picture of your kit from behind, and that's how I saw the
Ah,
drip.
you saw the trip.
And it was
It's
super,
good. Yeah.
super cool. And now the set list for this year's show was slightly different than last year. How, like, did you just say, let's do this, and this, or? How, what went into choosing the set list? Just Halloween or bust, kind of?
I think John actually sent an email round with a suggestion, a few suggestions, and we all voted songs in and voted songs out until we got a good idea of what everybody wanted to do.
Yeah, it was a
I
great.
mean, I really wanted to do Bury Your Friend, but that didn't make the cut,
Didn't make the
and
cut.
I didn't I was fine with it. I was fine with it. Ghost Town is probably my least favorite, I have to say, if I'm being honest, from the whole set.
Yeah.
But people loved it, and everybody else wanted to do that. So
You go with
that's
the flow.
yeah. We're very democratic. It's we're still very democratic. There's no one person that has a divine right to
Unlike
make a
my
choice.
country. Oops, did I say that?
Oh.
Oh, whoops. How did you how was it different than the New York show? Like the Las Vegas show was the first show, just like kind of getting up to speed, and it was like, oh, is this going to be a one-off or something we do? And then I think by the Garden, you realize you had something like this is something we're going to do. So was it how like do you feel like you improve each year? Because the Garden was pretty
I think
spectacular.
we do. I think we do improve each year, and you just yeah, don't think you can just pop up with a show like that. You can't just say, we're going to do a Halloween show, and we've got a month to prepare. A show like that, I think, takes years of preparation. I know that Nick particularly has spent years on gathering footage and changing it to suit Halloween more. So it takes years to do that stuff. And I thought when we played in Manchester, it was the culmination of years of work, actually. Because don't forget, apart from all the costumes and the screens and everything else, We still had to deliver a set that was 2 hours long,
Yeah,
which is
it's
a
long.
hell of a lot of music
Yeah.
to remember.
Yeah.
In a way, we've been working towards that for years, I think, just building up the catalogue of music that we can play, and just being able to memorize that is quite an achievement. And like, as you know, none of us can read music, so it's all done from memory. So I came off and, John said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I just think that was, it was a huge achievement. Just to play those songs and remember everything was an achievement." And I've got to say, the audience loved it. It was so different from your usual Duran show. I think they absolutely loved it, and I had so much positive feedback afterwards. People were just knocked out by it.
I
So
don't know if you.
I said, "Okay, great. We'll just do a Halloween show every year."
No, I think you should. I think it would be silly to stop now, to be honest. It's just you have to find the next location. But the feedback on your social media, and I don't know if you ever go, especially onto Facebook, where I feel like there's more conversations under your Facebook posts. I mean, people who would write like, I had nothing to do for Halloween. I heard about this gig. I bought my girlfriend and I two tickets, and it absolutely blew me away. So it like wasn't necessarily just, Duran fans. It was people who just wanted a night out on Halloween. And I'm always so impressed by you guys.
But after, it was amazing how many people dressed up for the show. I mean,
Well, that
when the
yes.
lights hit the audience when we went on, I was like, wow, the amount of people that actually dressed for the occasion.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with that.
Yeah. Yeah. But we,
So
yeah.
well done to people that dressed up.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. One of Tanner, of course, my son Tanner really wanted to go. He felt better when I said that Julian went trick-or-treating with his friends. But he's bought it, like people who love music have just kind of bought into this Duran Duran Halloween thing. You got to keep going, man.
It's been a slow burn, hasn't it?
It's
It's
cool.
been a
Yeah.
slow burn. The Dance
Yeah.
Macabre album, the Halloween shows.
Yeah. What did
Somebody
you
said they
think
were
of?
catching up on the late Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
I saw that somewhere,
Yeah. You might, oh,
In
you
fact,
might
it
be.
felt at one point it felt like I was in a heavy metal band. We were playing Dance Macabre, which is quite a heavy song. We've got the fireworks and the
Yeah.
dancers, and it was literally like being in Nick will hate this, by the way, but it was like being in Iron Maiden or something.
I
In a great way, in a great way.
love the Mighty Maiden. I
Oh,
worked
you
with
like the
them.
Maiden?
Yeah, I
What's
do.
the name of that guy that they have at the back of the stage? They have like a
Oh,
giant
God.
puppet, don't they, that they bring out.
Eddie.
That's all Eddie. That's all we needed was an Eddie at that point.
Yeah. Maybe you can borrow
Yeah, we'll borrow him for the next one.
him. Iron Maiden had an album called Future Past. After yours came out, they named
Was that an
their album.
album or a tour?
Oh, it might have been a tour.
I
You're
think it
right.
was
It was a tour.
I
You're
think it was
right.
a tour. Yeah,
Yeah,
we
you're
saw that.
right.
Yeah.
They're such nice guys, too. And their drummer
Oh, but Nico's
called
retired, isn't he? Nico
Nico
Brain?
McBrain. Yeah.
McBrain? Nico
Yeah.
McBrain is tired, retired, so.
Yeah. Maybe you can fill in, Raj.
Oh, no, please.
Your spare time. So did you know that yesterday was the anniversary of the release of your album Arena? It was like 41 years or some such thing. So I just thought I would tap in. We never really talk about that album, and I think that time was such a crazy whirlwind for all of you. But do you have any memories of like the discussion of making that album? Like, did someone come backstage and said, hey, let's do a live album? Like, how? I don't know much about Arena at all. So now you're on the spot.
Well, this is a boring a answer, I have to say. It's not a very interesting answer, but we were actually contracted to make a certain amount of albums within the first 5 years.
Right.
And I think we'd worked so hard and done so much in the first few years of that contract that we were ready for a break. But the record company was saying, "But we need the next record. We need the next piece of product."
Right.
So we came up with the idea of a live record to fill in that gap in a way.
Right.
But it's become a bit of a classic, I think, actually, isn't it, that record?
It really has, and I've never
Yeah.
paid personally that much attention to it. I remember, I think I got it for Hanukkah to another. So my fr I remember getting Seven and the Ragged Tiger for Hanukkah. And then I guess my mom thought, oh, this is like a band Caddy likes. And then I got Arena, but I feel like I got it. Could I have got, no, I was too young to get it on CD. Maybe I got it on vinyl. I don't really remember. But I remember being like, oh, look at that. There's a live album. Were
All
live
those songs
albums?
again.
Yeah, there
There
they are. Oh,
they
really?
go. Yeah, here they are again.
I remember having
Keep...
like a really excited reaction to Seven and Ragged Tiger, but I don't remember, or I might have been like, wait, a live album? What's that? Like,
Yeah.
I don't think I was familiar with that. So did you just record Wild, was Wild Boy specifically for Arena?
I can't actually remember. We did that as a one-off song, and I think we were going to put it on the next album, but then the idea came up of putting that as an additional new song on the album, which we thought was a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's how that happened.
And then you made a crazy, crazy video with Russell Mulcahy.
We did, we did,
And
we
I, yeah.
did.
That was exciting, I think. I don't know. I wasn't there, but it, are you, I'm trying to remember where you are in that video. Oh yeah, I just remembered. Was it crazy going to set for a video like that? Like showing up and seeing that set?
Well, it was the biggest one we'd ever done. It was the biggest video to date because
Yeah.
videos were becoming like Hollywood productions, and the set was huge, and the extras and the dancers. But I just remember hanging around for about a week and doing about 10 minutes of filming.
Awesome.
And I think everybody was the same. The videos had almost become bigger than us. It was like,
Yeah.
oh, it's you guys. Oh, yeah, we're just making a video. Oh, well, yeah, we'll call you tomorrow. Yeah, you're on tomorrow. And I think everybody came away with a kind of sense that this video thing was getting a little bit out of control. It was becoming bigger than us.
Yeah.
Bigger, more expensive, more people. And I think that was the height of the video age, wasn't it? That was Michael Jackson was making huge videos at that point. So it was
Yeah.
so competitive. And I think kind of blew itself out after that, I think, didn't it? Everybody kind of reined in a
A little
little
bit,
bit. So it
yeah.
was one of the last kind of mega
It was
video
epic. It was
epic
really epic.
productions. Yeah, it was ridiculous, actually. It was crazy, but again, it's a classic and it still gets played and people love it, so
Yeah.
it was worth it. It was worth it.
It
We thought
was.
these videos were going to be binned in a year's time and would never probably see them again, and there's people still watching them now, so it's worth every minute and every cent, I think, because we'll really leave something behind with the videos. People will probably be watching those in, generations to come, hopefully.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I
And now
can't remember what was my part in that video, actually. What was I
I
doing?
was just thinking, I can't
Was I
remember
hanging
either.
from a balloon or something
Oh yeah,
ridiculous
you're
like
on
that?
something, some
I
chair, and
was.
you like come down
That's
like a
right.
video game. And then
Yeah.
you're in the ticker tape parade on the Jeep at the
That's
end.
right. But it's like you blink and you'd miss us. We'd be like, yeah. It was crazy.
Making
I
me
mean, the
laugh.
crazy time of video making. That was definitely the height of it.
Now, today, is the anniversary of Red Carpet Massacre, which was your the second album you recorded when you had, in the second half of you being back with the band. And I just wondered if there was any kind of memories. I think it's I love Red Carpet Massacre. I have such fond memories of that and your Broadway show and the
Oh
and
yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah,
what
I've
did
got
you
a
call
group.
that middle bit? The middle bit where you all stood in the front. What was that called? The electro set. I just that
The
was.
electro set. Oh my God,
I love that
I
era.
love the electro set.
Me too.
People either loved it or hated it.
Exactly. It's a very
People come up to
divisive
me afterwards and
album.
say, "Oh my God, you've got to get rid of that part in the set where you all come to the
Oh.
front. You've got to get with." Then somebody else would say, "Oh, I love that electro set. Oh, it's amazing." So,
That's what made Brian a fan because he did not know from Duran Duran
oh.
and he loved the electro set. He just loved
I did.
it.
I loved it because I got to get up for a bit.
He, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
got up
It's
to do something different, which was kind of cool. But like you, I really have great memories of that time, especially playing it on Broadway.
yeah.
We were trying to find a different direction after Andy had departed, and it was a really interesting time, I think. Yeah, it was and I don't think it's a bad album. I mean,
I
I
don't
know there's a
either.
lot of people out there, it's not their favorite album, but it was part of a journey, and it was a part of the journey to the next record. We could have made All You Need Is Now without making that record, with that Red
Right.
Carpet Massacre. It was a stepping stone, very much from that first reunion record to the third one, which I think really hit the spot. I
Right.
think people loved All You Need Is Now. And
Yeah.
we wouldn't have got there without Red Carpet Massacre. We had to kind of exercise different muscles when we made Red Carpet Massacre. And once
Yeah.
we'd done that, we were ready to kind of go back to a different sound on the next record. So it was all, I see it as definitely part of a journey.
I agree. I feel like not that anyone cares really what I think, but I'm not sure. I love there are so many songs on Red Carpet Massacre. If you just could, I just think Falling Down should have been
Yeah.
a big hit. I just love that song. I don't know. I have a lot of time for that record. It was a I had met Brian during that time too, so it was
All
just
right,
like
okay, so
it's just like nice memories, and I was getting to know you really well, and I just
it was a
you
cool time,
recorded, yeah, you recorded it in
and
New York.
obviously it was very hard separating from Andy, and
Yeah.
I think you almost think, is this it? Does it finish? But no, we're still here. Actually, we're making another record, and we're still selling out shows, and we're doing something very interesting with the shows. It was like, yeah, we're still here, and we can still do it, the four of us,
Yeah. That's great. I love
which is a
Andy.
good feeling.
And then, as long as we're sort of just focusing on past on this cafe, both the Power Station and Arcadia are turning 40 this year. And I don't know if you know, but they are releasing a huge Power Station package in January, the
I did
label.
hear that.
You
Yeah, I
did,
heard
yeah.
that. Yes.
To like a multi CD or a multi album, and you were the only band member that play had a role in each band. Certainly, it seemed like you had a bigger role in Arcadia, but you did have a role in each band. And I don't know, like what do you think about? I don't know even what I want to ask you because I could do a whole cafe just asking you about those two albums, but what do you think about them each turning 40 and holding up? Both of them held up. I won't say which
They
one I
did,
like
didn't they? They
better, but
did. They did. Wow, what do I think about that? Yeah, it was an interesting time. Interesting time. It was the first, and well, I think we talked about this at length at different times, that it was the first time the ship kind of broke up into two parts and kind of went their own ways.
Yeah.
And I ended up playing on both the records. But it was a very it was a strange time. It was the first time that we didn't feel like a gang anymore. You know, it would the feeling had changed. But I enjoyed doing both records. I enjoy, really enjoyed doing the Power Station
Yeah, different,
because we
totally.
all know the story about me being flown to New York
On
and
Concord, right?
on Concorde and putting in a 5-star hotel somewhere in New York and sitting there for a week waiting for a call. What's happening? Nobody's called me. I don't even know where the studio is. What's going on? Then I finally get the call from Bernard. He says, "Okay, Raj, come in, come in, come in today. We're ready for you." So I go to the studio. He said, "I want you to play those drums that you played on Wild Boys. That's the sound I want." I said, "Oh yeah, that's the Octobans." So we got a hold of some Octobans somewhere in New York, and we set them up. Played on the track, "Some Like It Hot." Da, 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 da. He said, "Just play. Play what you feel. Just be creative. Play what you feel." So I thought, shit, why am I going to play on this song? So the song comes down my head, but I never heard it before. So I heard the chorus. Then there's like a gap. Nothing really happening. So I thought, that's where I'm going to put these drums. So I do that for the whole song. I do the fills in those places. Bernard says, "Wow, man, that's great." I said, "Do you want to do it again?" He said, "No, we got it. We got it, man. Yeah, it's amazing." I said, "Okay. Yeah, is that it?" He said, "Yeah, you're done." So then I fly back to London the next day, and it becomes part of the record.
I don't think I ever heard that whole story. I knew that you
You
were flown
didn't?
in and stuff, but I never knew.
Right. No, you didn't know
That's
that I sat there for a week waiting for the
no.
call from
And
Bernard.
one take
Yeah, one
Taylor.
take, and that was it. And we got the sound. But of course, we had Jason Cassero in the studio, who was a genius at getting the right sound. So that
Yeah.
helped. And
Oh.
I don't think there's even anybody else there at the studio. I think it was just me, Bernard, and the sound engineers. And that was, I don't think I saw anybody.
You didn't even see John or
No,
Andy.
or Robert or anyone. That was it. It was just, they were coming in later, I think.
Oh my
And
God.
then, of course, Arcadia was a very different story. I mean, that was one of the longest records I've ever been involved in, with I think it went on for months and months and months. And, Alex Sadkin, the producer, was very detail orientated, and everything was very slow, and the sounds had to, which was great. I mean, he's an amazing producer, but everything was about the minimal changes in sound and the drum sound and the bass sound. And it would take days to get a snare drum sound. So it was a very, that was very different. So it was a very long, drawn out process.
I could
But I
only
think,
imagine Nick and Alex together.
oh my God, oh my God, let's not go there. But I do love that record.
Yeah,
I
oh my
do love
gosh.
it. There's a couple of songs on that record that I still play and think, wow, that is so good. You
Yeah.
know, you can hear the attention to detail and the production and the you've got these amazing guests that came in to sing and play, David Gilmour and Sting and Grace Jones. And when you hear some of those songs, I mean, I think it was incredible record, I think.
Yeah, I
The
have a really
Promise I particularly love. It's probably my favorite.
The Promise. Me
Yeah,
too. I
I love
love
that too.
that
Yeah.
song.
In fact, I'm going to get off this call. I'm going to play it.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
I just listened to it the other day. I totally love that song. I do not recall getting Arcadia for Hanukkah, but I I must have bought it on my own because I do love that record. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm not sure I ever bought the Power Station record, but still, both records, 40
Both
years.
great records.
Yeah,
Yeah.
both great records. Really terrific. And
Both
you have.
very, both really influential, I think, actually, in their own way. I heard that AHA listened to Arcadia and kind of molded their sound around that a little bit. And if you listen to some of their music,
Yes.
some of their melodies and the way it, he, Morton, is it Morton? Morton Harkett, the
Morton
way he
Harkett,
delivers
yeah.
the
Oh, that's
songs, he's not a million miles away. And of
no,
course, then
not at
Robert
all.
Palmer went, took that sound of the Power Station with him for
Yeah.
Riptide, which
Yeah.
became a huge record. So
Huge.
both very influential records in their own way, I think.
You guys are just groundbreakers, I gotta tell you. You have given us such good cafe today that I'm gonna set you free, Raj. I'm gonna set you free so you can go listen to Arcadia.
Yeah.
And I will have you back in the cafe in December, and we can talk about best of. But this was a fantastic cafe. So thank you
Yeah, it
so
was good. It
much.
was good.
This is a
Yeah.
good one. Thank you
Yeah.
so much for your time, and we'll see you next month, bud.